Good evening. Thank you so much for pressing play. Happy Thursday, as we say over here in Nigeria. By the way, if you're not Nigerian, let me just tell you this one thing. We have a greeting for every situation in the world, especially if you're Yoruba, and I'm Yoruba. So we have a greeting for when you stand up, and we have a greeting for when you sit down. We have a greeting for when you've just come back from work and when you're going to work. So we have a greeting for everything. And now as a country, we have a greeting for every single day of the year. We're such a happy people, which is just a blessing because we go through so much as a country. But this one thing I do know, we are so blessed as a nation. And I thank God for holding us together and just the dose of resilience he's given us as a people. But anyway, that is not what this podcast is about. I have come to just do a very quick podcast, hopefully, and about the... It's not about the photos that I share today, even though that's the title of this podcast. It's titled About These Photos. It's more about how life is and how, you know, we really need to not only be kind to one another because you don't know what people are going through, but more importantly, don't kind of try to rate your life or gauge your life. Yeah, don't try to gauge or rate your life by what you see just with your eyes, and specifically by pictures that are posted or videos or reels or people's stories. They're just a snapshot of that person's reality in that moment. They're not a sum total of everything that person may be going through or dealing with, you know. So these photos, I took them this morning because I was preparing to go out for a function. But if, and even when, and then before I even backtrack to yesterday, me looking at myself in the mirror with this morning, I don't know what it was about it, but I was still not feeling it that much. But what, this is what made the difference. And then I'll go back to last night. The difference was that I had really gotten up in the morning and connected with my Papa God. I had spent time talking to him about my day. I had spent time talking to him about actually my past week and the night before and how I was feeling. I was so exhausted. And I had just spent that time talking with him and just trying to reach down deep into him and derive strength from him and derive everything that I would need for this day from him. And I think, without me even knowing, that is what is reflected in these pictures that you're looking at. It wasn't me myself. Yesterday, I had come into the city where I'm attending this function. I was exhausted. I was tired physically, I was tired mentally. And you know why I was also upset? Because I'd literally just come back from vacation. It's just a little bit over a month ago. And I was feeling so sad that I was already this tired, you know, and I don't have any more holiday time coming up, you know, till the usual ones that we'll have for Christmas and stuff. And so just that, and then the pressure of this event I was going for, and then wondering if, you know, what I had packed was going to be suitable for the event, and all these thoughts were draining me and I was spiraling. And guess what? I don't live for myself, so I have lives that are being lived around me as well, and each one in their own little pockets, even the ones I was sure of and the ones I just was thinking that perhaps they're going through stuff, the weight of that was also on me. So I was not only just in a spiral for myself, I was also kind of like anxious about people around me. And I also gotten some messages from people that I really care about that I knew I wasn't going to be able to respond to the way they would want. So the weight of all of that was on me yesterday night. I was exhausted in all the three levels of my being. But that yesterday night, I had committed to doing the opening prayer for an online event, and I really didn't want to disappoint the host. So you will not believe it. If she listens to this, she'll be listening to this for the very first time. I anchored the opening prayer for that event, soaking my weary bones in hot water in the bathtub, because I just needed something to heal me from within. And it worked. And even I remember smiling to myself and saying, if your phone drop inside this bathtub, voila, you know. But God saw me through, and I thoroughly enjoyed the fireside chat that the Aviva Women's Network hosted yesterday. Awesome speakers. I wish there was a recording. I would share it with you. But anyway, let me park that. So that was the person who woke up this morning, who now, thank God I even had this makeup artist on standby for me, thanks to Okaima, my friend, who linked me up with the makeup artist I had used before, who wasn't around, but also then linked me up with this person that she could trust. And so she came in. But honestly, through it all, I was like maybe 70%, 80% this was going to be a good outcome for me. But then I see the responses to these photos, and then immediately the penny dropped that this is how sometimes people don't know the backstory of what is going on behind those photos that we all post. If we are all very honest, there's so much going on behind all of our beautiful, glossy pictures. So we know it. And that we're posting these lovely pictures, we're not saying that our lives are perfect. But this message is mostly for those people who are looking at our photos many times, you know, and just there and just looking down on where they are or feeling so bad for where they are and all of that. So it's just a reminder, because I think we all know it, and many times a lot of people have said this over and over and over again, that don't be ensnared by the glossiness of people's photos. Real life is going on behind those pictures. And not that I'm saying that everybody is suffering or going through or emotionally stressed or anything, but the thing is that I'm not sure there's anything like a perfect life. So the thing is that we who are posting our pictures and happy and going about our lives as best as we can, we're making a choice to do so. Because I could have chosen not to post those pictures based on how I was feeling, because I was looking at them and I was like, you know. So I began to give myself a pep talk that, you know what, this is who you are. I said my declaration to myself, you know, that I am God backed, I am God salt, this is a day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. And as I said those things, I felt a release to share the pictures anyway, because that's what I do. Pictures are my jam. And I have a dedicated album where I put photo memories that I don't want to forget about every year. So I have a dedicated album for 2023, and I put these photos in there and on all my handles where I could. And I just released them. But as the day went through, I knew that it would be something good to say, to remind ourselves about that. Look, nobody's life is perfect. Everybody you see out there doing life with a smile on their face, it's because we're making a choice to do so. And because you don't know what other people are going through underneath those smiles or those glossy pictures or those awesome reels, you know, just be kind to everybody. Just be kind to everybody. And we who are friends to the people who are always posting happy, smiley, lovely photos, because we're your close friends to them, you know, you can ask, you can be sure that, you know, check in on them and be sure they're okay. I love those posters that go around that say, if you have a strong friend out there, check in on them once in a while, let them know you're thinking about them once in a while. And I love to do that, you know, because sometimes the strongest ones are the ones who are dealing with the most. Anyway, so that is the backstory about these photos. And I hope that this reminder serves you well and serves us all well. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day, your work week, and have a lovely weekend in advance. As my Nigerian people will say, have a lovely, happy weekend in advance. God bless you. Stay lifted and hold fast to your saltiness. Remember, you are God-backed, just like me. There's a guy on Instagram, God-backed guy. I strongly suggest you go look for his handle and follow him. His skits, his stories are just amazing and drive home the point like I've not seen most reels like that. Okay, cats to go. Bye. I'm so sorry, I had to come back because Papa God nudged me that there was something critical that I meant to add that I didn't, and it's actually very critical because, you know, we'd always talk about the glow up. In fact, somebody in my network said to me, oh, I should dash out some of this glow. Makeup is fantastic. I am a firm believer in the magic of makeup, guys. But you see, what I see translated in these photos is beyond the physical makeup. What I attribute these photos to, especially the one with me in glasses, was to the glow up that came from me connecting with God and spending some good time just having a conversation with him and asking him for the grace I needed to go out there and represent him, for the grace to be strong. I asked him to not let me look like the way I was feeling. I asked him to please make sure that I would represent him well in every way, from top to toe, in and out. So what am I trying to say is that whatever you want to not have time for, don't let it be your time with God. That be jealous about your time with God. In his presence, sitting at his feet, holding his hands, looking into his face, you're going to get the best glow up ever. You're going to leave that place, and even without you knowing it, people are going to see it in you. Okay? Please. Thank you. God bless. Bye.